Okay, good evening. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Clip Repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none. And me being the only one in Echolink tonight, I will move forward. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM. Good evening.
Okay, we picked up one, George, N2PFM. So far, you are it, George, just myself and you here. George, what's going on out in Watson today?
Well, good evening, Kevin James, and everyone listening. Wish we all get Dolph's True Value there on Lions Falls. I know they faithfully listen to this net every night. We got a temperature here of 71 degrees after a range of 55 to 80. Gorgeous day today, not humid or anything. So there, temperatures the last couple days have been around 88 to 90 in Wheelersack Airfield and also at the Watertown Airport. But here it hasn't been above 80 degrees, which is very nice, beautiful, not sweating, no heavy humidity. Boy, it's been nice here. I don't understand why it was so nice here and so miserable elsewhere, but hey, thank the good Lord for that, that's for sure. And did some more rewiring and fuse safety improvements on the input to the inverter, put a 200 amp circuit breaker in there, and all wired in the box and everything in for that, and everything's all up and running fine there again. Did some other improvements around the house and all, and the lawnmower shed and all, and mowed the lawn today, with the ride mower, and over the next few days I'll do the weed whacking. So that's about what's going on here. We'll say God bless and 73 to everyone, and to PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty pleasant day up your way, too. We're just about the same here. I think we were a high of 83 here, and I want to say maybe the overnight low was like maybe 57 or something like that. But right now I just checked my temperature. I have 74 degrees low humidity, but I hate to break the bad news. Hold on to your socks. It looks like the humidity is going to be climbing and the temps are going to be climbing, so... You know, if you have any issues or anyone listening out there with high humidity and warm temperatures, have those ACs ready to roll or find some place that'll be comfortable to hang out in next, I'm going to say 2, 3, maybe 4 days. Looks like we may have some thunderstorm activity, so those of us that are hams, keep an eye to the sky and an ear, you know, for that thunder, and if you need to unplug equipment, get it taken care of quickly. Because it looks like we're going to have thunderstorms probably right through, I'm going to say Monday. That was my weather forecast I was working on. So And it looks like it's going to be, you know, scattered stuff that'll be happening. So, yeah, hang in there, like I say, and then after the front passes through on Monday, it looks like we'll be back down to more seasonal temps and pleasant humidity levels, let's put it that way. So, all right, with that, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
WA2U.
Okay, we picked up another one. WA2U, John, how is the Hinckley Reservoir doing tonight?
WA2U, I believe okay. Good evening to George, good evening to you, Kevin James, and good evening to the multitude of listeners out there. 65 pleasant degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Had an absolutely fantastic day today. Got a lot of things accomplished. Let's see. What was number one? One, we got the base. Kathy wanted to put up her flag in the garden, so we got that. She has a Haudenosaunee flag that she's going to put up. And so we've got the put the foundation in for the flagpole and got that done today. So that was project number one. Number two is kind of funny. Number two, I built up a shelf. I wanted to picked up a UPS backup system for the computer. Where to put this thing? It's got a nice display. I don't want to put it under the desk. Anyways, I built up a shelf with brackets and sanded everything down and mounted it to the side of the steel desk just to the dimensions of the backup system. And so I got that all done and ready to plug it in. And you know, this is an old house, and I think there's four plugs in that room. And I went to plug, I don't usually plug it in, but there was a plug over there next to that one. And wouldn't you know it, I went to plug it in, and it was a non-grounded plug. I said, I can't believe it. So I will, I've adapted to that. I know what to do. I've got a large power strip with a big heavy cable, so I'll plug it in. It's just ironic because it was only about a foot away from that. That's project two. And then finally, I put the trimmer away in the shed, which I had to build up a harness so that the thing would stand up, because it's about 6 foot from the blade to the top of where the four-cycle motor is. And I just, it's one of these things, you can't stand it up on the end, there's no place to lay it down, and I'm sure that would have fallen over. So I spent a little bit of time out in the sweat box, I call it, because it was really toasty in the shed, but I got that finally done. It's amazing what you accomplish when you have company coming. And then, let's see, what was the four? Oh, and then, George will like this, Frontier showed up to give us our enhanced internet. And the guy says, well, it was about 4:30. I go, this is what I predicted. I told Kathy, they're going to call at 4:30 or show up at 4:30. He showed up and called me on the phone. And, you know, with the smaller companies, you know, everybody says, well, John, I'll be... I'm going to go into the office down here, and we'll see what we got. I get up there, I can tell if it's going to, what's going to turn. And so he went out by the road and checked things out. He goes, well, you're all good to go. You've got a bonded pair. So got inside and hooked up the modem and hooked up things and checked stuff with the computer. I re-enabled all the Wi-Fi stuff. And it's nothing compared to what people have with Time Warner, but we're getting 23.5 megabytes here, so... compared to what we had, like 4.6, 23.5 is fine. Well, if Kathy's happy, I'm happy, so all is good. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, but a good day all around. Got a lot of stuff accomplishing, a lot of stuff out in the garden. WA to you, back to that. Oh, and tomorrow's boat night, WA to you.
Okay, very, very good, John. Yeah, I wish I could be up there to participate in boat night. That would be kind of fun, but unfortunately I still have activities going on here, and I'm trying to play catch-up around here myself. So, yeah, it's been a wild weekend here as I've been trying to slowly put my place back together after the landlord went and had a bunch of upgrades and updates done here, so I've been kind of living like a gypsy with my living room packed to the ceiling with all of my worldly possessions and looking like I'm about ready to move. So, yeah, I have one more small project. They decided in my bathroom after they remodeled it, oh, we need to put a vent in. Okay, so now they don't know where to vent it to, so they're asking to go in my neighbor's place upstairs to run the vent up through the outside wall in order to get the vent out. So that's going to be exciting. So that'll be another project here. And then I guess I want to say another week or so, we're supposed to get brand new doors all the way around here. So we'll see how that goes. All right, with that, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for regular members and guests still. Come now, please. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins, and we'll open the floor for any comments or queries. Come now, please.
N5 AOW, good evening, Kevin.
Okay, we got another one. N5 AOW, Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Well, not too bad. Had a great day today and got a few things accomplished that I needed to and got a little R&R time and so on. And when I looked at the memory thing I've got on this rig, I guess I've been checking in and no one's been hearing me. So I think that happened the other night when Jeff was there and it just didn't get through. But anyway, it's been a fabulous day today as it has been in the last few days, and I think all of us have just been enjoying the weather as it's been going. So been doing a little bit of 40 here also, and things are going good. It seems like that band's doing fairly decent this evening, and maybe it continue on into the hours, the wee hours again. Usually make good contacts with that. So anyway, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. Oh, the one thing I was going to say, if it's possible, Thursday, I'm not sure I'm going to be back in time to do the net. So if I'm not, is it feasible for you to do it? And anyway, I'll return it back to you. N5 AOW, back to that control.
Okay, Bob, yeah, I'll try to keep an ear open for that on Thursday, providing I didn't get yanked into something else that I haven't thought about yet. And actually, you know, I may not make it back in time. I'm just looking at my calendar here, and Thursday it looks like I'm going to be down in Delhi for a fire police meeting because the Delaware County Fair starts on the 14th, and I know we've got a fireman's parade on that Sunday, and then I guess we have fire police duties all week long that we're supposed to be participating. So if I don't make it back in time, hopefully someone will pick it up and run with it. And my apologies last night, by the way. Hopefully someone picked up the net and ran with it because we were doing drill, and by the time I got out of there, it was pushing for 11 o'clock last night, so it was a bit of a long night. So, all right, throw another call out there. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WAQ with info, I guess.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U, John with info. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I get good evening to Bob joining us here. I believe it was this, the Herkimer County Fair will be starting up fairly soon, I believe, Herkimer County Fair. And also on the agenda, the Woodsman's Field Day, which is, I think, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of thing. So a couple events to look forward to. I know there was a Hanfest this past weekend, but anyways, there's a couple things on the agenda. WA to you, back to that.
Yeah, John, good point. As a matter of fact, right now it seems like fair season has gotten into full swing here, and normally this time of year kind of really makes me kind of cringe a little bit, as I know that as these weeks roll by here in August and all these fair activities ultimately leads into the Labor Day weekend with the New York State Fair, so I don't want to say those words, end of summer. I'll say it kind of quietly there, but we try to stretch the nice weather out as long as we can. But, you know, us Northerners, we try to find every season fun stuff to do in, but it seems like more of the things that I like to do lately are when it's, you know, like this, so pleasant and nice. So, yeah, I'm just trying to think here. Yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff going on. Oh, you know, before I do forget, I believe there's a meteor shower that's taking place in the evening hours, but I guess they call it the Perseids meteor shower. So keep an eye to the sky to that. As long as it's clear, you'll be able to see. I think they said the peak is supposed to be 200 meteors per hour, but as the moon grows in size, it'll be harder to see the smaller ones, obviously. So do keep that in mind. So if you're in an area where you don't get a lot of light pollution from like either the city or whatnot, take a chance, go outside, look up. In fact, meteorologist Jeff Matthews shared that he was actually seeing a bunch of them last night. So, and last night was a beautiful night to go out and view. So keep that in mind. That's just another quick fun tidbit there for you. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Still looking for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll throw another final call out there, but before I do, John, if you want to kind of tickle Kathy's ear with this, because I know she's a PBS viewer like myself, see if she remembers there was an astronomer that used to come on at Brown, I want to say it's about the midnight time frame, and his name, I want to say, was George Horkheimer, if I remember. I might be misquoting that name, but I know his famous phrase, all you need to do is go out and keep looking up. And, you know, he used to have some, and it was only like a five-minute segment, but it was fascinating. And with the illustrations that he would have, you know, superimposed off of a green screen, was absolutely amazing to see. So, yeah, if you want, see if Kathy remembers that. I think she'll get a kick out of that. All right, I'll make a final call here. If nothing else is heard, we'll close the net. But are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Come now, please.
KC2NDU, good evening. One more for the count.
All right, good evening, Ray, KC2NBU. We see you also here on the Echolink. Ray, go ahead, share with us what is going on in your part of the world.
Well, we've been setting up tents. I'm up in Brooklyn, Maine, and my daughter Kelly's getting married. And we're trying to put together a party that she won't forget. Over.
Okay, Ray, we'll send a congratulations out a little early, and do enjoy your time there. So, yeah, it's great. You can use Echolink and still check it back in and see how things are back at home. That's awesome. All right, this is KD2FPM. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, making a final call for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 21:23 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had N2PFM George, WA2U John, N5AOW Bob, and KC2NBU Ray. Thank you all for your check-ins, and we'd like to also thank those that listen out there on their scanners, and I always say if you're wanting to join us, get your ham ticket, and come on in. The water's warm. All right, until next time, hopefully I'll be in tomorrow night. This is KD2FPM. I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear.
W2JUV for Act 10, Niagara County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for any stations that would like to check in to the net this evening.
N5AOW, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, checking in this evening, thanks for checking in. Are there any other stations out there that would like to check in tonight with Act 10?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, thanks for checking in this evening. Are there any other stations out there that would like to check in with Act 10 tonight? Act 10, looking for stations to check in. Okay, we'll make this the final call for Act 10 this evening. If there's any other stations who'd like to check in with us, please come now with your call. Okay, hearing none additional, thanks to those who did check in. This is W2JUV, clear of the repeater and returning to 14517.